For today is the 16th day of the new dawning. Nawal Kemi. I light the yellow, orange, and black candles. Nawal Kemi, you, in relationship to the wisdom energy, keeps the doorway between the unseen and the seen worlds open for all of time. For you, Nawal Kemi, your energy, with the support of forces, brings together the capacity that wisdom is always available for all things. For you, Nawal Kemi, assist this, I ask of you. For through the 14th day of the new dawning, Nawal Kat, the matrix of the inner and the outer prevails. And through the 15th day, Nawal Khan, the cords of connection and the vision serpent, the awakening and the quickening of the seated nature of wisdom in the inner matrix allows what is inner to become outer, so that today, on the 16th day of the new dawning, you, Nawal Kemi, and you through the energies of Tihash at the beginning of the new dawning of each day, Nawal Tihash cuts through, dissolves and unravels and untangles whatever that there is that is within the darkness, the challenges, the suffering, whatever it is that does not allow wisdom to prevail. Nawal Tihash with Nawal Kemi at the beginning of the new dawning of each day of the 16th day works together, so that whatever it is that is possibly holding wisdom back, it can no longer do that because of these energies of Nawal Tihash and Nawal Kemi. Maria Kassiana, you, the essence of love. Ri Lakma, you, who is capable of bringing light into every aspect of living. And you, Ray Pasquale, place me onto my road of wisdom. Place me onto my path, so that on today, the 16th day of the new dawning, all things come together, so that whatever it is that I am focused with on these last 15 days can no longer exist in duality, can no longer exist in separation, could no longer exist within the darkness, the pain, the suffering, for wisdom that is behind all darkness. For this is the wisdom that comes from the sun, that comes from the moon, that comes from the stars, that comes from the galaxy, and that comes from black as its center in its manifest form, who holds the relationship to the generative mystery of the unmanifest. For this is the heart of sky that will always be duplicated on the heart of the earth, especially today on the 16th day of the new dawning. If you believe that this is possible, if you can open to other possibilities and wisdoms that are there, than your beliefs and your petitions and your intentions will dissolve through Nawaltihash and Nawalkemi. Any and all connectivity to duality, any and all connectivity to suffering. For wisdom will always prevail and cannot be stopped if you so are open and you believe. Relakmam, assist me that I may believe in the possibilities and the force of wisdom over all duality. Maria Kassiana, assist me with your love and your nurturance and your kindness for the parts of me that are caught in duality, that the parts of me that are caught into suffering, that the parts within me that are caught into my limitations. I ask of you, Maria Kassiana and Rilakma, let me feel the love for those parts within me that have lost belief, that waver within my belief, so that today, on the 16th day of the new dawning, the unmanifest into the manifest of the generative mystery of new life and new emergence and new beginnings will always be available for me, so that the light of wisdom and possibilities prevail and are integrated into my heart and into my relationship with the heart behind all things that exist on the earth. Teach me, I ask this of you, Gaia. Teach me the soul, the heart of what the earth holds for these possibilities. Let me feel the interconnectivity that exists, what Nawalkat and Nawalkan has showed me, that what I have felt and experienced, and I ask this to be brought into my outer awareness, be brought into my outer mind in the ways that I think, in the ways that I feel, in the ways that my senses operate and know all the possibilities that begin to exist. Assist us, for you, Nawalkemi, is the force of death, but it is not the death of endings, but rather it is the death of me living with limitations. It is the death of me living and not believing in wisdom and possibilities. It is the death of the way that my mind and my thoughts and my beliefs and my attitudes and my feelings and my body has taken on as the collective pattern and experiences that others have brought to me. I ask of this, assist me. Show me the wisdom and the light of all that is possible. Teach this for me. I call upon you, Nawalkemi. Assist me to enter into this mystery of transmutation. Assist me to enter into this mystery of transformation. Assist me to enter into this mystery of the emergence of my purpose and my destiny. Assist this, Ray Pasquale. For I so desire to feel the aliveness of wisdom and the light of this generative mystery for new beginnings and new life and new awareness. For I know, as I believe, that this doorway will be open for me for all of time, and even in areas that I may struggle into, when I enter into this mystery of Nawakemi and Nawakehash at the dawning of the 16th day, the doorway of all time will stay open, and all possibilities exist for me. Assist us, Maria Cassiana, with your force of love and conception and your seeded nature. Allow the love to awaken the seeds of this wisdom and the possibilities that exist. Assist this. Yashpir, birth me into this light and wisdom. And you, Rosario, assist this as Mother Nature and bring together the heart behind all things on the earth to support me in my light, to support me in my wisdom. Let me feel the support of all things on this earth. I ask of you, Santa Ana, for you hold the wisdom of humanity and all that is possible for a human being. And at this stage and cycle of human development, assist me and weave me back into the heart of Gaia, so that what I and other humans have developed as our possibilities can now be developed to bring out the living nature of what Gaia holds as the possibilities for ourselves, and we may allow the generative mystery to come back into the earth and begin the regeneration of the land, the regeneration of the plants, the regeneration of the animals, the regeneration of humans, the regeneration of the technologies, the regeneration of all artifacts that exist. For this is this new stage of development and relationship between ourselves as humans and all of nature and the heart of Gaia. O you Nawal Skirmint, who is Gaia, for the Zutzehiel Maya, assist this, I ask of you. Dream me, dream us as humans into our weaved nature, so we may bring into wisdom the capacities of the strengths and the awarenesses that we have developed in this 5,000-year cycle, and let us begin to create a cycle of this quality of empowerment under the dream and directions of you, Nawal Skirmint, the heart of Gaia. I call upon you, the presence of Nawal Kemi. Assist me and know that this is not my time to die, for this is my time to enter into this mystery of the heart of sky, the heart of the earth, the heart of my soul and spirit, both incarnate and non-carnate, and the capacities that I hold, that now will emerge, for wisdom is at the heart of who I am. I desire to create what is possible. I desire to face all challenges and live my life through kindness, to live my life through love, to live my life through a gentleness and caring and a nurturance, so I may represent a pattern of self-life that comes through my body and awakens in all aspects of matter on the earth in this collaborative relationship. For you, Nawakemi, and wisdom is my true friend. I ask of you, Nawakemi, and Nawalno, the heart of wisdom, be available for me and teach me, Maria Kassiana and Relock Mom, to choose wisdom energy over any and all challenging energies that exist in my awareness and in my own life and in anyone's life that I may perceive. Assist me, Maria Kassiana and Relock Mom, to choose the wisdom energy over the challenging energy behind all things my mind can create in thoughts and attitudes and beliefs. Assist me, Maria Kassiana and Relock Mom, to choose this wisdom energy over the challenging energy behind all things that are emotional and reactive and in duality within me. Assist me, Relock Mom and Maria Kassiana, to assist me to choose the wisdom energy over the challenging energy so that no belief or attitude or no form of intellectualization or rationalization or what I think is logical to myself, if it goes against the wholeness and the connectivity, teach me to see those differences and to choose my self-light and the interconnectivity of the heart of the earth and the heart of the soul and the heart of the cosmos. Assist me now, Alchemy, to choose the wisdom energy over any challenging energy that I may perceive or what I precipitate in any events or situations in any and all relationships directly and indirectly that I am aware of. For I desire to perceive and to know and to become a light of wisdom within any event or situation or attitude and belief and feelings and emotions and thoughts and attitudes and thinking and about any and all things around me. Assist me now, Alchemy, to choose the wisdom energy over any and all challenges that I may have within my body, and allow my body to come into the harmony of interconnectivity, into the self-light and the light of the generative mystery, to see the possibilities that could possibly exist behind all foods, behind all therapies, behind all medicine, behind any and all reactivity or suffering that my body may go through. Assist me, Relock Mom and Maria Kassiana, and you, Ray Pasquale, place me into a true relationship with Nawakemi, with Nawal Tihash, so that Nawal know and the wisdom energy within the flow of all of life prevails. For this is the foundation of my purpose and the foundation of my destiny, is to experience this and to allow my self-light to awaken these possibilities within all things of physical matter that exists on the earth. Assist us, Maria Kassiana, Relock Mom, and Ray Pasquale.